Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. The last time I was with you all, I was sharing from Luke 15:1. It is said there, they came near him to hear him. And when we long for his presence and long to hear him, I was looking at several passages related to that. And one of the passages, which I noticed also in Luke 21:38, it is said, and all the people would get up early in the morning to come to him in the temple to listen to him. And that really touched me. They would get up early in the morning. They would come to the temple to listen to them, listen to him. And he also was eager to share with us the truth about his Father, that we may know him and that we may truly love him. Because he loved the Father. He wanted us to experience that love. And when we truly experience that love and know him and enjoy listening to him and pray, Lord, give me a hunger for your word. The psalmist David says, as a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. In Psalm 63:1, it says, O God, my God, early will I seek thee. In Psalm 43:3, he says, O God, send us thy light and thy truth. And God said, sent his light and truth in 43:4, and that we may enter his holy hill to worship him. So in Luke 21:38, it says, they came early in the morning to listen to him, and they enjoyed listening to him. Do we really enjoy listening to Jesus Christ and reading his word and understanding it? And he said, he will give you understanding and the skill. And the more we understand this Jesus and understand his love, we are compelled to go out to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And that people will come to know Christ, because people without Christ, they don't really have a life. And Jesus said in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. In John 4:40, it says that Samaritans enjoyed Jesus Christ so much, they literally asked him to stay. And that when we ask him to stay, he is willing to oblige us and come to stay with us. We also see, we are familiar with the passage in Revelation 3:20. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. And when we really understand the love of Christ and that he has entrusted us with this gospel, that we want to share it out of love for God and love for his word, and that people will know this God. And that's what, when he asked, the Samaritans asked him, and he was willing to stay with them. And when we ask him, he is ready, he is willing, and he has entrusted us with this great privilege and honor to represent him in this earth. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are ambassadors. What a great honor. Let us represent him. Let us be lights. Matthew 5:16, that we may shine like lights. What a great privilege. Jesus Christ has called us, commissioned us, and given us his Holy Spirit. Let us be faithful. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.